Welcome to the Fundraising Freedom Podcast with Mary Valone. I'm your host, Mary Valone, and this is the place where aspiring six and seven figure fundraisers come to be encouraged, empowered, and educated on how to raise more funds and have more freedom. So today we're in episode 119, and we're talking about the five ways to enjoy the journey towards your fundraising goal. And I'm recording today's episode on Sunday, July 14th, which is a really memorable day for me. And I may be a little bit sentimental on today's episode because today's actually the anniversary of my dad's passing. 6 years ago on July 14th, he passed away from cancer. As many of you guys know, I was working for the American Cancer Society at the time and, really was a part of his entire cancer journey from beginning to end and, really had a crazy ride with cancer with my dad. But the thing was, is that in the end, it was beautiful. And I know that that's always so crazy to talk about death and dying and say that it was beautiful. But I was really very fortunate because I had the ability to be with my dad during his end days. And I actually was the last person to see him because they had set up a cot, in the hospital room. And they let me stay there that night, which was really interesting because my siblings were in town and we all knew that it was just a matter of time before he was going to pass. And yet at the same time, I don't know why, but I asked my dad if it was okay if I stayed and everybody else went home. And it was probably about 4:30 in the morning that next day. And I felt like, somebody had just kind of pulled me up out of bed and said, hey, dad's gone, and I looked over and there were two nurses that were in the room looking at his vitals and neither one of them noticed that he had passed. And so I looked over and I looked at the gentleman, the guy nurse who was looking at his vitals and I said, oh, he's gone. And he looked at me like, what? And I go, oh, he passed away. And he was like, what? And he looked at him and he was like, oh, you're right. And, so ever since that moment, I don't know, I just feel like I've had such an incredible connection. I knew I had an incredible connection with my dad before, but even more so now that he's been gone. But, in the last 6 years, he has been a part of my journey in a completely different way than he was when he was here. So, and I don't know, for those of you who have lost a loved one, it's just crazy, especially when it's somebody that's super, super close to you. But, I think about so many of our memories together and just the incredible things that we got to do together. And one of the things that I was thinking about as I was preparing for today's podcast was really thinking about the journey and how we often rush to get to the destination. We want so desperately to get to that end goal, to raise those dollars, to put on that fundraising event, to make the impact that our cause is here to make. And we forget that so much of what we learn is the journey. What are we learning along the way so that we know how we can, improve the work that we're doing, that we can, give our donors a better experience than maybe what they've had in the past. And, just us as humans, we forget that it's not just about the destination. It really is about just enjoying every moment along the way. And, my dad was 69 when he passed and, I felt like he was young. Like I felt like that was young. And he passed away 3 days before my birthday. So that means that my birthday is just in 3 days. So, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, I was going to say 3 days. And, it was right before my 33rd birthday. And, when I was looking back on that, so many people were saying, oh, 33, like that's, supposed to be like your best year. And I knew that 33 was going to be a tough year because of him being gone. So I thought to myself, I'm like, I'm just going to take this new position that I had just gotten. By the way, we sold our house in Springfield, Missouri, and we moved to St. Louis within a couple weeks of his passing. Took on a new job. It was like crazy season of my life in 2013. But in that next year was the year that I resigned from my job and I started my work with Mary Valeni Consulting and started doing consulting work and coaching and training nonprofits. And I really felt very empowered to do all that because of my dad's passing. And I don't know if you've experienced anything like that, but like when something very traumatic or something that was like very life-altering, like the loss of a loved one, it just jolts you into really thinking about the most important things in your life and realizing that, you know, you may or may not have as much time as you think that you have. And you guys know, like, I mean, these last 5 years of running my business have been incredible. I mean, like, I wrote a book, I've been able to travel and train and teach people all over the world. And I would not have done any of that had my dad not passed. Is that not crazy? And so now that I think about, you know, just the journey and how, you know, yes, I'm in a place where I had always dreamt I would be. You know, we are in the middle of building our dream home. You know, we drive cars that we want to drive. We, you know, vacation in the locations that we want to vacation at. We have an incredible life. But the thing that I continue to reflect on is just the journey to get here. And, you know, we're in the summer months and a lot of you are maybe taking road trips and going on vacations with your family and thinking through the journey that you guys have been on, you know, as a family, as an organization, and just thinking through what's it going to take for you to get to that next level? What's it going to take for you to raise the dollars to make the impact that you have a vision for? And so today, as we talk about, you know, how, 5 ways to enjoy the journey towards your fundraising goal, I just think that we need to just pause for a moment and think about what, you know, really, what do we want? You know, and I know it's so easy for us to talk about what we don't want, but it's harder for us to talk about what we do want. And so here's what I want you to think about, okay? The 5 things, 5 ways to enjoy the journey is 1, we've got to travel with people that we like. The journey is going to absolutely stink if we're riding with people that we don't like. If we're riding with people that we don't like, that we don't trust, that we can't lean on, all of a sudden now the journey is miserable. Have you ever been on a road trip with somebody who you do not want to be in the car with? It's miserable. And that is at times what I think our charities are doing, is that we tend to ride in the cars with people who are driving us absolutely nuts. We don't trust them. I have to tell you, I've been on one road trip where I thought I was going to die. The person who was driving at every turn, I felt like, oh my gosh, my life is in danger and I need out of this vehicle right now. And that's the worst place to be in. We do not want to have people in our lives, in our inner circle, in the causes that we work with, and thinking like, oh my gosh, I cannot trust my life with them. And how many times do we do that? We recruit people that we do not trust and we make decisions. We say, sure, we'll get in that car with you. We'll jump right in. And then we find out, we're like, oh my gosh, what did I do? Why did I say yes to this? Okay. So the way to enjoy the journey is make sure that you get in the car with people that you want to be with, that bring you joy, that get you excited, that get you, that want to be on the road trip with you. Okay. Make sure that we have that one thing in play. Travel with people you like. 2, pay attention to the sights and sounds that are around you. Isn't that the truth? When we are on a road trip and you can see the sights, you're like, oh my goodness, this is beautiful. I was just on a road trip with my mom and my sisters. We actually went up to Western North Dakota, drove back to all the places that my mom, you know, just the most memorable places for her as she was growing up. And it was the place where I was born and raised, where my sisters were raised as well. And so it was really an incredible trip. But as we were driving along, we just stopped at all these places that we always wanted to stop at, but we never did because we were like, oh, we just got to get to the destination and we could never just enjoy. So there's this road that goes the completely different direction from our destination. And it's called the Enchanted Highway. And for those of you who know North Dakota, I know I've got a couple of them, shout out to my friend Adam. But you know, if you've heard of the Enchanted Highway, it's crazy. There's like 7 different huge like metal art pieces that this gentleman, this guy had built out there. And it's just absolutely incredible. But all we've been able to see is the geese in flight, which is the one that sits off the highway. And we never get to see the other six. And so on this trip, we decided to veer off and see the sights and sounds. But isn't that, and there really was, there were sounds because you could, you know, hook up to their app and they would actually talk about each one of these metal creations and the guy who designed all these pieces. And it was really, really cool. I mean, an experience I'll never forget. But as you're, you know, thinking through your process of raising funds and how often is it that you just, you get to the destination, you get to the end and you're like, man, that was a lot of freaking work. You know, like we worked so hard and it was exhausting and tiring, and we didn't even stop to enjoy any of it along the way. And then you have to rinse and repeat and do it again. And it is just exhausting. And so we've got to pause. We've got to stop and enjoy the conversations, the relationships that we build along the way, the opportunities to connect with people that we would never have gotten to connect with had we not been doing this fundraiser. There's so many reasons to enjoy the journey. And so I just want to heighten your awareness when it comes to this, because we can get so laser focused on the end goal that we forget that there's so many fun, incredible things that are happening along the way. Okay. So number two is pay attention to the sights and sounds that are around you. Number three, listen to good music, to podcasts, to audiobooks. This is where I think that it's important for us to, you know, pass the time, not with menial stuff, but where we can really learn from other people that have gone ahead of us. And I think that that's why I'm so passionate about this podcast is because I know you're on the road a lot and I know you're going from point A to point B, trying to get to that end goal, trying to get to that destination. And sometimes you just need to know that you're not alone and that you have other people that are in your corner and that you can continuously learn about how to improve your fundraising. And so that's why this podcast is here for you. Okay. So, but I want you to just pick up opportunities to get coached and to, you know, have other people come along the journey with you, but just learning from books and podcasts and just music that can keep you focused, you know? So many people talk about making sure that you've got some music, you know, classical music actually to help you stay focused. So I'm going to encourage you, if you have trouble focusing and staying on track with just the tasks that you have, consider putting on some classical music, okay? It's amazing. It's amazing what it'll do, okay? So I'm just trust me on it. All right. Classical music. If you're trying to get a project done and you need to stay focused, classical music. Okay. Number four, eat some good food along the way, right? Take people out to lunch. Go enjoy those coffee meetings. Enjoy the food along the way. Because it's in those conversations where you're sharing a meal and you're talking about life and you're talking about the journey and what is it that they get excited about when it comes to your cause? What is it that gets you excited when it comes to your cause? And sharing a meal together, sharing a cup of coffee, whatever it is, a tea, whatever it is that you drink, that, you know, you really get to create this place, this space in order for you to build relationships and get to know the person who's on the other side of the table. So I don't want you to miss those conversations. I cannot tell you how many incredible conversations I've had with people about just life and loss. And, you know, here I started the podcast today talking about the loss of my dad. I can't tell you how many conversations I have shared with, you know, my donors and my volunteers in the past about that journey. And there's something that's just really special about talking over our just life, you know, because we're all human and we all need to be connected with other people. So don't miss out on enjoying those meals and enjoying those conversations around the table. Okay. And then the final one, number five, is don't be afraid to stop along the way. You know, like I mentioned, going off and, you know, when we went on to the Enchanted Highway, but just to stop, you know, and here's what I'm thinking about here is just really to pause and to be grateful. Because when people talk about statistics, when it comes around, you know, people who actually experienced joy and happiness in their life, it actually comes back to gratefulness. And when we can stop and be grateful for every dollar that comes in along the way, every relationship that comes by, you know, that somebody who wants to sponsor your fundraiser, or somebody who wants to, you know, donate that car or that product or service towards your fundraiser, those people, every single one of them is donating something. And I think that when you start to realize how many people it takes for your cause to be successful, you start to kind of, you know, you really embrace this gratefulness, you know, component, because there's something really special about knowing that this entire group of people is all moving in one direction together. This isn't about just you, the leader of the organization, or you, the fundraiser. It's about this collective group of people all locking arms together and all moving in the same direction together. So it's not like you're just, oh, I'm just walking this out. It's like you've got this whole crew. I mean, think about the tens, the hundreds, the thousands of people who are coming around your cause in order to make it happen. And that's when you start to like really pause and say, man, this is good. That is my favorite part about the journey towards that fundraising goal, is really taking some time to stop. And I'm going to ask you to do that today. I'm going to ask you just to pause for a moment and just think about all the things that had to click together in order for you to raise the money that you've already raised and to get to the place where you're already at today. Incredible, right? You can't make this stuff up. Like you cannot make this stuff up. And you know that you're hard on yourself. I'm hard on myself. We tend to focus on all the no's and we forget about how many yeses have actually taken place in order for you to do the work that you're doing. And how grateful can we be that so many of those people did say no? Because your organization would look completely different if you actually got all those yeses. I mean, if all those people who said no said yes, your organization would look way different and probably not as awesome as it is today. And I know that's hard to think about, because we can always use more dollars. We can always use more people involved, but it just is probably not the right fit. And so let's be grateful for the ones who have said yes and the ones who are the right fit for our causes, and allow us to stay focused on that. Okay. So as we talk through this, you know, I think that there's a lot to be said about just really stepping back and realizing how exceptional the work that you get to do is, and that, you know, enjoying the journey, thinking through the entire process from beginning to end, allows you to really, you know, appreciate it that much more. You know, when I was doing one of my fundraisers, I remember not knowing what it was going to look like necessarily. Like I knew the destination. I knew how much money I wanted to raise. I trusted the people who were driving the car. Okay. I trusted the volunteers that I had, and I, you know, trusted the process. We had the right plan. We had the right people in place. But I didn't know what it was going to look like, because I'd never been there before. And I know many of you guys don't know what the destination is going to look like, because you've never been there before. And I just want to challenge you to just have just a belief that wherever you land, it's going to be the right thing for your cause. And although you may not know exactly what it looks like, that's okay. Because, right, how many times have you gone on a road trip and you landed somewhere and you're like, man, this is better than I even thought it was going to be. But we didn't really know what we were going to do along the way. We didn't know necessarily what gas stations we were going to stop at or what people we were going to meet along the way. But then all of a sudden you get there and you're like, that was pretty awesome. That was pretty incredible that we got to experience that. And in the end, the things that you remember are actually all those memories and all those moments along the way. It's not actually the destination, believe it or not. And you know that from all the experiences that you've had, is that there's joy. Yes. When you raise those dollars and you get to that place, there is like, yay, we did it. But then there's always the, oh, we got to get back in the car and we got to keep going again, because there's more people that we need to serve. So I just want to encourage you today to enjoy the journey. Enjoy the road trip, because that's where memories are made. That's where relationships are made. You know, that's where the difference is made. And so as I, you know, reflect on this day that means so much to me, as I remember my dad, I remember the way that he made me feel in those road trips. I remember the experiences along the way. And yes, the destination was always great, but it was the time that we spent together. It was the memories that we created. And those are the things that I carry with me today. And I would imagine the same for you as well. So let's enjoy the entire road trip. Let's enjoy the entire journey and make sure that we don't miss all those incredible things that happen along the way. And let's just be grateful, right? Let's keep our eyes focused on the things that are going in our favor and brush off those things that happen that just maybe knock us down a little bit, okay? So let's go out there and let's just stay focused on the end goal and enjoy the ride along the way. So hope you guys have a great week. Thank you again for coming in this incredible journey with me. I don't take it for granted. I'm gearing up for a birthday here this next week. And birthdays obviously make me sentimental too. I have such joy to get to do the work that I do. And I appreciate the conversations, the relationships that I've made along the way with each of you. And if I don't know you and you're listening to this podcast, please don't be afraid to reach out, okay? On my website, there's a way for us to connect. And I would love to hear about your story and connect with you along the way. So don't hesitate to reach out, okay? I'm just some girl on a microphone, okay? So I'm just like you. I'm a fundraiser. I love charities. I love helping you. And if there's any way that I can help you along the way, I would love to do that. So hope you guys have a great week. Let's go change the world one volunteer and $1 at a time. Would you like to create a killer 6 or 7-figure signature fundraiser where you have long-term sustainability, less stress, and the freedom to focus on what really matters? Well, Fundraising Freedom Academy may be just what you need. I'm Mary Valone, and I created an 18-month training program that gives you the clarity and confidence to launch, grow, and scale your signature fundraiser, including weekly coaching calls, masterclass trainings, and easy-to-edit templates to build your signature fundraiser. This was the exact plan I used to net $500,000 with a first-year event. Apply today for the next Fundraising Freedom Academy class at fundraisingfreedomacademy.com. That's fundraisingfreedomacademy.com.